Welcome back to a new episode of our podcast, To Be an Au Pair. It's the 12th episode.
Yay, welcome everyone. We've been doing this podcast for a while now, in Swedish though. And now we figured we should do it in English, so we can reach out to more people.
Yes, and speaking of reaching out, tomorrow I'm gonna do a Snapchat takeover for Cultural Cares Global Snapchat account. And that's gonna be in English too, of course. But if you wanna add me and follow me and see what I'm gonna be doing with my kids this week and see what a typical day looks like as an au pair and what I do on my free time and all of that, you should add them, and their username is just Cultural Care, one word. Simple as that. And then you can just follow and see what I'm doing.
How exciting is that? I'm super excited.
I know, so much. I've been waiting for so long because I've known this for a few weeks now, and I'm so excited. It's going to be super fun to just show everyone and, you know, get a little closer to me and see what I do with the kids. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas? What are you going to post? I know you told them a little bit, but I was just thinking, like, do you have a plan?
Not really. I don't know. I think I'm just gonna, try to show, like, obviously show them what I do with the kids, like what activities we do if we go to the playground, and share my ideas what I do with the kids, you know, but also what you do when you're off, like what I do when I'm off. I'm going to try to show a little, like, around the neighborhood where I live, so they, you know, get to see that.
And you should go in the city too.
I know, I really should. And I'm actually going into the city. I have a friend coming from Florida this Friday, and she's staying till Sunday, and we're gonna stay in the city. So I think that's gonna be awesome. So I don't know. What do you think I should share? What would you like to see?
I don't know. I was thinking, like, I'm not sure.
I know, cause you see that, because you follow my personal Snapchat.
I know. Account, I follow your personal account, and I love that one.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be
similar. Laughing
I'm
hysterical
try.
To every, my story you post.
I'm going to try to be personal and, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I'm
just be your lovely self.
If you guys have anything you want me to share, you just let me know. You can go to my Instagram account and comment, or, you know, if you have questions, you can ask me. You can ask me on the Snapchat account. Anything, I will answer. But my Instagram is Alice. Just Alice, and then my last name is Selin, S-E-L-I-N, but it's with two I's, so it's S-E-L-I-I-N. Complicated. Alice Selin. All right? Just
go comment, you guys.
Yeah, go comment. And I hope you're excited, because I'm excited.
I think it'll be fun. So, Alice, what's new? What have you been up to this week? I haven't spoken to you at all.
I know, we haven't. I feel like we haven't talked to each other for so long, but what have I been up to? I don't know, not much, actually.
Just working?
Yeah, just working some. I feel like I've been working late some days because, you know, school just started and, you know, the meetings, like the back to school nights and all of that. So I've been working, and then Friday night I went to New Jersey with one of my host kids to some family friends, and they have a new au pair too who's from Sweden. So I hung out with her, my host kid hung out with her friends. So we stayed overnight, and then we came back yesterday, and then we had a party for one of my host kids that, it's not his birthday, but on Monday. So we just celebrated, like, earlier.
Yeah. Nice weekend.
Yeah, it was fun.
What about you? Do they have a lot of homework yet?
Yeah. I feel like they started already
do
after
you,
the first day.
Do you help everyone, like all your kids with the homework? Or
No, I wouldn't say that I even help them. I feel like
it's hard, isn't
it? It's so hard, yes. You know
yeah,
what?
I remember helping yeah. my host kids, Lily and Charlie. And Lily was in fifth grade, and I couldn't do it.
I know,
it
was so
too hard.
Yes. That's so true. Because usually they do their homework, and sometimes I feel like they ask their parents. I don't know. They don't really ask me, but they don't really need help, I feel like. Or at least they don't ask me, whatever. But this week, she asked me, and it was math. And I was like, are you serious? And she's in sixth grade, but it was hard. It was super hard.
Yeah.
Though I could help her, but I was just surprised. I'm like, wait, already you're doing this kind of stuff? Because, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, they got homework the first day of school. Because that's different
Jesus.
Here compared to Sweden. We didn't have homework every day. We got, like, assignments, and then it was, like, due.
Like
to
on Mondays,
yeah.
and then we had to hand them in on Friday. And,
right.
But they have, like, every day.
Every day to the next day. So it's just come
yeah.
home, do the homework, and then do sports and all the other activities that they have every day.
Right.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
I've been in school. I've been studying. I've been working a little bit. And what else? Nothing special, just I have one thing that I want to share though. That was I don't know, I just had a moment, like, last week, and I missed my host family and my host kids so much, and I posted a picture on Instagram of me and Lily and Charlie, and I was on the train on my way to school, and I was literally, like, in tears. I was just
yeah.
very emotional,
mm-hmm.
and because I haven't spoken to them for a while, and I just miss them sometimes.
Yeah.
And so after I posted the picture on Instagram, their new au pair texted me.
Right.
And she just said, "Hi, Isabella, I just saw the picture on Instagram, and I just wanted to let you know that the kids also miss you, and Lily and Charlie often talk about you, and I know that you're always on their mind." And
that's so sweet.
It just made me so happy.
Yes.
And it was so funny, too, because I replied, and I just said, "How are you? I hope everything's fine, blah, 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 blah. And if you have any questions, you can always talk to me." And so she said that everything was good and whatever. And then she said, "Well, I have a problem. Can I ask you something? I have a problem to wake up Charlie in the mornings." And you know how hard that is to wake him up. And she said, "It's very hard. He yells at me, cries, and he always wants his dad." And I just thought that was so funny. I was like, "Don't take it personally, because
it happened to you too."
He's a beast in the mornings.
Right.
Yes.
Even I know that. I feel like you said
right.
to me how hard it was to get him up in the morning, and
he's horrible. I don't even.
You had to like drag him out of the bed, didn't you?
Yeah. He was yelling. He hated me. He kicked me. He wouldn't talk to me like all morning because
right.
he was so mad at me. But it was just funny that she said that.
But it must feel good that she wrote that to you, because, I mean,
yes.
Yeah. To just.
I mean, I like her. I don't know her, and I never got the chance to meet her. But
right.
as an au pair, when you leave and you know that there will be another one, you're kind of like.
I know.
Like, not that I don't like her. I was just. I don't know.
I know exactly what you mean. It's not. Like specifically against her.
No, it's just that she's replacing me.
Right. Yeah, you feel replaced. And, I mean, you
right.
want the best for the family. You want, you know, the new pair to be good for them. And, you know, but it's also hard because you want to stay there forever. Like, you want to be the one.
Right. Right.
All
right.
the time.
Exactly.
But
it was just very sweet of her to,
yeah,
to text
it was.
Me and to tell me that, to share that with me. Because now I feel like we have, like, I don't know, we were just bonding, and it feels good.
Yeah.
So.
Totally.
That was
That was nice. What else? That. How's school going?
Good. I have my first, what do you call it? Like,
I don't know, like a big test. I don't know what you
call it. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Next Friday, and it's, everything's still very, like, it's new, so I don't know. I don't really know how to study, but
right.
I'm doing all right.
Good.
So, yes.
Great. And have you had your first meeting yet with Cultural Care?
No, I haven't. I have my first meeting is on Tuesday, and then the next one is on Thursday.
Right.
So I have to study for that too.
I don't know if everyone knows that. You might want to
tell them. No, I never told anyone, or I told you, but not in the podcast.
Oh, all right. So tell them. That's
I'm, what do you call it? Like I'm going to what do you call?
I don't know. I would say host a meeting, but it's not what you like, I don't know.
Like, before you go as an au pair, you go to a meeting, and they tell you, like, all about it. What,
like information and what you have to know, and if you have questions, and, you know.
Right. So that's what I'm doing in two different cities here in Sweden.
Right.
Which is so exciting, because, I mean, you know how much I appreciate this year.
Yeah.
And how grateful I am, and how glad I am that I went as an au pair. So now I get, when I get the chance to help others, that's...
Yeah. And this is something you're not, I mean, you're going to be doing it. Not, it's just not, right?
Yeah.
It's not just only these month. Two. Yeah.
No, that's every exciting. Month. Yeah. That's my job now, which is awesome.
Yeah. That's the best.
So,
yeah.
But I'm a little bit nervous because, you know, it's...
Of course, it's the first time.
It's the first time, and I have a script, a very long script, and I'm going to be talking for, like, 1.5 hours.
Wow. Yeah.
So...
That's...
It's a lot to learn.
Yeah.
But it'll
be fun. Sure you're going to do good. Yeah.
Yes. That I feel like we should talk about, or at least bring up, is friendship. Because I feel like there's, a lot of people ask about friendship, you know, on our blog, blogs, mm-hmm. and on our Facebook and whatever. Like questions like, is it hard to find friends? Do you ever feel lonely as an au pair?
Right. Yeah, I think that's something you worry about before you come. I think I did too, because you don't know how many friends you're going to meet, like if you even like are going to meet friends, you know.
Right, cuz yeah.
Cuz you go just you're by yourself, and what you leave at home when you go to a new country is your friends and your family. So and you go to a new family here, so the family, you kind of, you know what I mean, like you kind of have a family, but you don't bring the friends with you.
It's still not your real family, and they're not... I mean, my host family was kind of... Like, I feel like I was friends with them. You know, like, we had a
good
relationship like that, but
they're but you still need friends in your age. Right. Like, you have to... That you can hang out with, do things with, because you don't... You can't do everything with your host kids and your host family, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
and you need your time away from them, because you spend so much time with them. And
Definitely.
But
would you say, is it hard to find friends? Do you find it, or did you find it hard to find friends?
No, but you have to...
You kind of have to work for it a little bit.
Right. You, if you want to find friends, you can, but you gotta do it. They're not gonna come knock on your door and be like, hey, you wanna be friends? You have to write to them, join groups on Facebook, like,
for example. And there are plenty of groups on Facebook.
Just post in a group. One group is like Swedish au pairs in New York, and one group is au pairs in New York, because I'm in New York. So, and then you can post in that, like, hey, everyone, I'm an au pair here, I've been here for this and this, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyone wants to meet up? And you always, I would say always, get an answer. Because, I mean, they want to meet friends as much as you want to meet friends, because we're all here right. for the same reason. So
yeah, and no one wants to be lonely. So
right. So
and I remember before I was leaving, because you have like a local group, you know, right. the monthly meetings and everything, yes. and the pairs in my group, they all a few of them reached out to me before I came.
Yes. Yeah. That's good. Just, I like that. We have the same. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the Liz, my LCC, when I was there during my year, she always told us if there was coming a new au pair, like reach out to right. her, yep. introduce her, mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah. So
they do that. That my LCC does the same thing. She emails out to everyone like, this and this girl, they just came. Can you please reach out to them? You know, maybe meet them. Yeah. So, I don't know. And as a new au pair, it's nice to have people like write to you, because everything's so yes. new. You're trying to adapt and, you know, get used to everything. Yeah. So it's, yeah, that definitely helps. So the monthly meetings is a great way to find friends. I mean, there are people from all over the world, and also Facebook groups. I mean, for example, I didn't know Isabella, and we're not even in the same group. No, we didn't know each
other at all.
No.
No.
We're not from the same city.
We met at the airport.
Yes. And even though it was an hour to her house from my house, we become so close. And
yeah, and it started off, like, we met at the airport, and then I think I met you, like, once after a few weeks, or, like, after a month.
You know what? I think it was even
It was like in October.
Right, October or November. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then we didn't even talk for like
I know, we didn't even write anything.
No.
And then we just met and we were like, oh my God, why have we not?
I know. I will never forget. We had hamburgers in the city.
I know. That's so funny. I'm laughing when I think about that, because now we both like. We're vegetarians, but we met over a burger in the city.
That is funny. And then after that, we just became really good friends.
Yeah, and you really, like, maybe before you come, you think that, oh, yeah, I'll meet some friends that I'm going to hang out with when I'm there, and then you, like, talk when you leave, and then it's like you never talk again. Yeah, or, you know, you keep it, right, you just stay friends on Facebook, but it's not like that. I mean, you could really meet friends for life here, and
yeah, a lot of people do, and I did.
I hope you feel that too. Yes, of course. I mean, we did, and I know a lot of people here around in my neighborhood that did. I mean, one of the girls are moving to another girl's country to stay with her, because they became so close. Yeah,
like crazy in a good way. That is awesome.
Yeah.
And I mean, even, like, now, even if I'm in Sweden and you're still in New York, we don't really talk, I mean, a lot. We don't talk every day like we used to.
No.
But, I mean, you're busy with your life and I'm busy with my life, but we still...
And there's a time difference that screws it all
up. Yes. But the friendship is still there, and I think when you come home, even if it'll be, like, 4 hours...
Yeah.
From my town to your town, like, we're still going to be friends.
Yeah, and I'm not worried. I know it's going to be the same. And it's just, I mean, I read your blog. I see what you're doing. And we do the podcast. Right. We stay in touch. And, you know, you don't have to talk every day to stay friends. But really, we just want to, like, you know, clear this out, that it's not hard to find friends. You don't have to. Are going to find friends. But you can't, one thing that I would say that I did in the beginning is you can't really compare the friends you meet here.
That's true.
With your friends at home, because the friends at home, you've known them for years. You know, like, so much about each other. You've been through a lot together, I guess. And it's not going to be like that here. Because
it's kind of... It doesn't have to be, but it's kind of like temporarily. Like you're both au pairs. You're both in a new, different country, and you share that experience. But then,
right, And maybe you can't, you, I just, like, don't expect it to be, it like, a best friend for life, because it's not what it has to be, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be, like, your best friend, better than all your friends at home, like, you're so close, you know, everything about each other. Just find friends to surround yourself with,
that you're comfortable
hang out with
and have fun with.
Exactly. Go to the movies, you know, do stuff with that you have fun with, of course. You have to have something in common. But
but I know what you mean. It's
I think they get it too. But because my mom said that. She's like, well, and also my host mom, she was like, well, it's not going to be like that. I mean,
no.
Your friends at home are your friends at home, and just when
you're there. You know them for maybe 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 years.
Right. And it's not going to be like that after 3 times meeting another.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Right. It's just different.
It's different.
But you don't have, I don't think, I never felt lonely.
No.
Like, you have the family and you have friends if you want to have friends.
Right.
You just can't sit around and wait for it. Like you said, there's, no one's going to come knocking on the door and be like, hey, what's up? We want to hang out? Like, that's...
Right. No. And also, what's different with friends here is that, like you, for example, none of my friends at home are going to... Because you've been a part of my experience here. You know what I mean?
Right.
The friends you meet here, they're a part of all of this, and they know your family, they meet them, they hear about what you do. You know, you update them more than your friends because they are here. And your friends at home are never going to be a part of this in the same way.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean?
I feel, yeah, I know exactly what, because I'm home now, for, if you didn't know. I'm back in Sweden and Alice is still in New York. Whatever. When I talk to my friends here about, like, my year in New York and about being in a pair, like, they don't get it.
Right. Exactly.
They don't understand. They, I mean, I can tell them and explain and talk about it, and they're like, oh, wow, that is so cool. But I'm like, you don't know.
Right.
You don't know,
know
what I've
I
been
know.
Through.
I know.
But when
I
talk
exactly.
to Alice, I don't even have to explain, because you know.
All the emotions and, you know, everything.
Right.
You really understand each other in a way that I guess your other friends don't, because they haven't, you know, been through the same thing. So that's definitely something that I really like, that, because you have someone, you know, you can talk to and get advice from. And, you know, I've met your host family so many times. I know your kids. Like, when you talk about your host kids, I know them because I met them, you know. And your friends at home, they just see pictures of them and read about, you know, on your blog. So, I don't know. It's very...
It's not the same.
Yeah. And so... I don't know why I just said all that, but I just wanted to say that, because that's something that I really think that, I mean, I love that. That's really...
Yeah. And I kind of miss that sometimes here when I'm with my friends, because when I was in New York still, and I was talking to you all the time about, like, everything that was going on and blah, 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 it was just a different conversation, because we're on the same level when it comes to all that. Mm-hmm. And here it's like... I don't know. It's just like, I don't even talk about my year as an au pair and everything with my friends here, because it's just different.
Yeah, it is. And they can't really put themselves in, like, the situations, you know what I mean? Because sometimes if I have something, I'm like, I don't know, not a problem, but something I just want to, you know, talk to someone about. And I talk to a friend or something, they're like, but just do this. Like, why don't you just say that? Or why don't you just... I'm like, but that's...
Right.
Like, you
they
make it
understand.
Sound so easy. It's not like that. Like,
and you're
you
like,
know.
You don't get it. You don't get it. And they don't.
I know.
They don't.
No.
Oh, my God.
So,
Well...
Don't worry about that.
No, don't.
You're will
find
You're
gonna be friends. All good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Should we wrap this up?
I know. Yeah, I guess we should.
Yeah.
So guys, again, tomorrow is my takeover cultural.
Yeah, don't
care.
Miss that. I'm so excited.
I know, me too. Add them right now, because if you don't do it, you probably are gonna forget. So add them now. Cultural care, one word. and then follow me. And after, it's not only me. I mean, they have new pairs every week, I think, because I've been following
it. Oh, they do?
Well, now. Right now, there's a girl from Australia. She has it. Before that, it was a girl from, I don't know if it was Mexico or, I don't know, but she was from maybe Brazil. I don't know. But they have new girls and new states, new everything. One girl showed her travel month. And it's fun to see, you know. And,
right, yeah.
So, yeah, add them. And you can also, well, I'm going to show you all of my like personal accounts in the podcast, but we have blogs. Yes. Though our blogs are in Swedish, and that's not gonna change.
But
I don't know.
No, gonna... but they can. I don't know if you have it on your blog, but on my blog, I think I have the Google Translate.
Oh, thing. So you can translate that.
So they can translate. Like, yeah. It's not really the same, but it helps out a little bit.
Right. Yeah. So. Well, guys, thank you for listening. We'll see you again next Monday. We release a new episode every Monday, and
And we're not sure. The next episode will be in English too, right? Yes,
I think, but yeah.
And then we'll see how it goes.
Yep. Okay.
Okey-dokey.
Have a good week, everyone, and take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.